I pray you now, good master slender serving man, and friend simple by your name, which way have you looked for Dr. Caius, that calls himself Doctor of Physic?
Marry, sir, the Petty Ward, the Park Ward, Old Windsor Way, and every way but the town way.
I most vehemently desire you. You will also look that way.
I will, sir.
Jesu bless my soul, how full of colors I am, and trembling of mind. I shall be glad if he have deceived me. How melancholy I am. I will nog his urinals about his knave's costard when I have good opportunities for the work. Bless my soul. Two shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. There will we make our beds of roses and a thousand fragrant posies. To shallow rivers. Oh, mercy on me. I have a great disposition to cry. Melodious birds sing madrigals when as I sat in Babylon, and a thousand vagrant posies to shallow rivers to.
Yonder, he is coming. This way, Sir Hugh.
He's welcome. To shallow rivers to whose faults. God, Prosper, the right. What weapons is he?
No weapons, sir. There comes my master, Master Shallow, and other gentlemen, from Frogmore, over the stile this way.
Pray you, give me my gown, or at least keep it in your arms.
How now, Master Parson? Good morrow, good Sir Hume. Keep a gamester from the dice, and a good student from his book, and it is wonderful.
Ah, sweet Anne Page. It save you, good Sir Hugh.
God bless you for his mercy's sake, all of you.
What? The sword and the word? You study them both, Master Parson.
And youthful still in your doublet and hose this raw rheumatic day.
There is reasons and causes for it.
We are come to you to do a good office, Master Parson.
Very well. What is it?
Yonder is a most reverend gentleman who, belike having received wrong by some person, is at most odds with his own gravity and patience that ever you saw.
I have lived 40 years and upward. I never heard a man of his place, gravity, and learning so wide of his own respect.
What is he?
I think you know him. Master Dr. Caius, the renowned French physician.
Oh, well, God's will and his passion of my heart, I does leave you and tell me of a mess of porridge.
Why?
He has no more knowledge in Hippocrates and Galen, and he is a knave besides. A cowardly knave, as you would, desires to be acquainted with all.
I warrant you, he's the man should fight with him.
Oh, sweet Anne Page.
It appears so by his weapon.
Nay, good Master Parson, keep in your weapon.
So do you, good Master Doctor.
Disarm them, and let them question. Let them keep their limbs whole and hack our English.
Sir Hugh, I pray you, let me speak a word in your ear. Wherefore will you not meet me?
I pray you, use your patience. In a good time.
By God, you are the coward, the Jacques Priest, Jean-Ape, hein?
Pray you, let us not be laughing stocks to other men's humors. I desire you in friendship, and I will one way or other make amends. By Jesu, I will nog your urinal about your knave's coxcomb.
Diable! Jacques Rugby, mein Ostegarter! Have I not stayed for him, to kill him, eh? Am I not at the place, at the point?
As I am a Christian soul, now look you, this is the place appointed. I'll be judgment by mine host of the garter.
Peace, I say! Gallia and Gaul, French and Welsh, soul cure and body curer.
Nay, that is good, excellent.
Peace, I say! Hear mine host of the garter! Am I politic? Am I subtle? Am I a Machiavel? Shall I lose my doctor? Huh? No, he gives me the potions and the motions. Shall I lose my parson, my priest, my Sir Hugh? No, he gives me the proverbs and the no verbs. Dr. Caius, give me thy hand, terrestrial. So, parson, give me thy hand, celestial. So, boys of art, I have deceived you both. I have directed you to wrong places.
Yes, madame.
Huh?
Your hearts are mighty. Your skins are whole. And let burnt sack be the issue. Master Shallow, Master Page, come, lay their swords to pawn. Follow me, lads of peace. All follow, follow, follow.
For God, a mad host... follow, gentlemen, follow!
Oh, sweet and page.
But, what? What did I miss? Do I perceive that? Have they making this sort of us?
This is well. He has made us his floating stog. I desire you that we may be friends, and let us nog our brains together to be revenge on this same skull, scurvy, cogging companion, the host of the Garter.
Thank God with all my art. He promised to bring me here where he's at Page. Thank God, he deceived me too, huh?
Well, I will smite his noddles. Pray you follow.
Aye.
Nay, keep your way, little gallant. You were wont to be a follower, but now you are a leader. Whither had you rather lead mine eye, or I your master's heels?
I had rather, forsooth, go before you like a man than follow him like a dwarf.
Oh, you're a flattering boy. Now I see you'll be a courtier.
Well met, Mistress Page. Whither go you?
Truly, sir, to see your wife. Is she at home?
Aye, and as idle as she may hang together for want of company. I think if your husbands were dead, you two would marry.
Be sure of that. Two other husbands.
Where had you this pretty weathercock?
I cannot tell what the dickens' name is my husband had him of. What do you call your knight's name, sirrah?
Sir John Falstaff.
Sir John Falstaff?
He. I can never hit on's name. There is such a league between my good man and he. Is your wife at home indeed?
Indeed she is.
By your leave, sir, I am sick till I see her.
Has Page any brains? Hath he any eyes? Hath he any thinking? Sure they sleep. He hath no use of them. Why, this boy will carry a letter 20 mile as easy as a cannon will shoot point blank 12 score. He pieces out his wife's inclination. He gives her folly motion and advantage. And now she's going to my wife and Falstaff's boy with her. A man may hear this shower sing in the wind. And Falstaff's boy with her! Good plots! They are laid, and our revolted wives share damnation together. Oh, I will take him and torture my wife. Pluck the borrowed veil of modesty from the so-seeming Mistress Page and divulge Page himself for a secure and willful Actian. And to these violent proceedings, all my neighbors shall cry aim. The clock gives me my cue, and my assurance bids me search. There I will find Falstaff. I shall be rather praised for this than mocked, for it is as positive as the earth is firm that Falstaff is there. I will go.
Well met, Master Ford.
Oh, come on, Sava.
Trust me, a good knot. I have good cheer at home, and I pray you all go with me.
I must excuse myself, Master Ford.
And so must I, sir. We have appointed to dine with Mistress Anne, and I would not break with her for more money than I'll speak of.
We have lingered about a match between Anne Page and my cousin Slender, and this day we shall have our answer.
I hope I have your goodwill, Father Page.
You have, Master Slender. I stand wholly for you. But my wife, Master Doctor, is for you altogether.
by God. And the maid is love of me. My nurse, quickly, tell me so much, huh?
What say you to young Master Fenton? He capers, he dances, he has eyes of youth. He writes verses, he speaks holiday. He smells April and May. He will carry it. He will carry it. 'Tis in his buttons. He will carry.
Not by my consent, I promise you. The gentleman is of no having. He kept company with the wild prince and poins. He is of too high a region. He knows too much. No. They shall not knit a knot in his fortunes with the finger of my substance. If he take her, let him take her simply. The wealth I have waits on my consent, and my consent goes not that way.
I beseech you heartily. Some of you go home with me to dinner. Besides your cheer, you shall have sport. I'll show you a monster. Master Doctor, you shall go. Master Page. And you, Sir Hugh.
Well, God be with you. Nephew, we shall have the freer wooing, huh? At Master Page's,
Go home, Jean Rugby. A commandant.
Farewell, my hearts. I will to my honest knight Falstaff and drink canary with him.
I think I shall drink in pipe wine first with him. I'll make him dance. Will you go, gentles?
I'm with you to see this monster.
What robbers!
Quickly, quickly, it's the bum basket.
I warrant. What robin, I say!
Come, come, come!
Here, set it down.
Give your men the charge. We must be brief.
Very. As I told you before, John and Robert, be ready here hard by in the brew house. And when I suddenly call you, come forth and without any pause or staggering, take this basket on your shoulders. That done, trudge with it in all haste and carry it among the whistlers in Datchet Mead, and there empty it in the muddy ditch close by the Thames side.
You will do it?
I have told them over and over. They lack no direction. Be gone and come when you are called.
Here comes little Robin.
How now, my eyes musket? What news with you?
My master, Sir John, is coming at your back door, Mistress Ford, and requests your company.
You little jackalant, have you been true to us?
I'll be sworn. My master knows not of your being here, and has threatened to put me into an everlasting liberty if I tell you of it. For he swears he'll turn me away.
Thou art a good boy. The secrecy of thine shall be a tailor to thee, and shall make thee a new doublet and hose. I'll go hide me.
Do so. Boy, go tell thy master I am alone. Mistress Page, remember your cue.
I warrant thee, if I do not act, it hissed me.
Go to, then. We'll use this unwholesome humidity, this gross watery pumpkin. We'll teach him to know turtles from jays.
Have I caught thee, my heavenly jewel? Why, now, let me die. For I have lived long enough. This is the period of my ambition. Oh, this blessed hour.
Oh, sweet Sir John.
Mistress Ford, I cannot cog. I cannot prate, Mistress Ford. Now shall I sin in my wish. I would thy husband were dead. Oh. I'll speak it before the best lord. I would make thee my lady.
I your lady, Sir John? Alas, I should be a pitiful lady.
Let the court of France show me such another. I see how thine eye would emulate the diamond. Thou hast the right arched beauty of the brow that becomes the ship tire, the tire valiant, or any tire of Venetian admittance.
A plain kerchief, Sir John. My brows become nothing else, nor that well neither.
By the Lord, thou art a traitor to say so. Thou wouldst make an absolute courtier, and the firm fixture of thy foot would give an excellent motion to thy gait in a semi-circled farthingale. I see what thou wert, if fortune thy foe were not, nature thy friend. Come, thou canst not hide it.
Oh, believe me, there's no such thing in me.
What made me love thee? Let that persuade thee. There's something extraordinary in thee. Come, I cannot cog and say thou art this and that like a many of these lisping hawthorn buds that come like women in men's apparel and smell like bucklers berry. In simple time, I cannot. But I love thee. None but thee, and thou deservest it.
Do not betray me, sir. I fear you love Mistress Page.
Oh, thou might as well say I love to walk by the counter gate, which is as hateful to me as the reek of lime kiln.
Well, heaven knows how I love you, and you shall one day find it.
Keep in that mind. I'll deserve it.
Nay, I must tell you, so you do, or else I could not be in that mind.
Mistress Ford! Mistress Ford! Here's Mistress Page at the door, as if you didn't know. Sweating and blowing and looking wildly, and would need to speak with you presently.
She shall not see me! I will ensconce me behind the arras.
Oh, pray you do so. She's a very tattling woman. What's the matter? Come now!
Oh, Mistress Ford, what have you done? You're shamed. You're overthrown. You're undone forever.
What's the matter, good Mistress Page?
Oh, well a day, Mistress Ford. Having an honest man to your husband to give him such cause of suspicion.
What cause of suspicion?
What cause of suspicion? Out upon you. How am I mistook in you?
Why, alas, what's the matter?
Your husband's coming hither, woman, with all the officers in Windsor to search for a gentleman that he says is here now in your house, by your consent, to take an ill advantage of his absence. You are undone.
Speak louder. 'Tis not so, I hope.
Pray heaven it be not so, that you have such a man here. But 'tis most certain your husband's coming, with half of Windsor at his heels, to search for such a one. I come before to tell you, if you know yourself clear, why, I am glad of it. But if you have a friend here, convey him out. Be not amazed. Call all your senses to you. Defend your reputation or bid farewell to your good life forever.
Oh, what shall I do? There is a gentleman, my dear friend, and I fear not mine own shame so much as his peril. I had rather than £1,000 he were out of the house.
For shame! Never stand, you had rather, and you had rather. Your husband's here at hand. Bethink you of some conveyance in the house. You cannot hide him. Oh, how you have deceived me. Look, here is a basket. If he be of any reasonable stature, he may creep in here and throw foul linen upon him as if he were going to bucking, or it is whiting time. Send him by your two men to Datchet Mead.
He's too big to go in there. What shall I do?
Let me see it. I'll in. Yeah, follow your friend's counsel. I'll in.
What? Sir John Falstaff! Huh? Are these your letters, knight?
I love thee.
Help me away. Let me creep in here. I'll never...
I'll cover your master, boy. Call your men, Mistress Ford. You dissembling knight.
What, John? Robert! John!
Go take up these clothes here quickly. Where's Calstaff? Look how you drumble. Carry them to the laundress in Datchet Mead. Quickly, come.
Pray you come near. If I suspect without cause, why then make sport at me? Then let me be your jest. I deserve it. John, Robert, how now? Whither bear you this?
To the laundress, forsooth.
Why, what have you to whither they bear it? You were best meddle with buck washing.
Buck? I could wash myself of the buck. buck. Aye, buck, I warrant you. Buck. The end of the season, too, it shall appear. Gentlemen, I have dreamed tonight. I'll tell you my dream. Here are my keys. Ascend my chambers. Search. Seek. Find out. I'll warrant we'll unkennel the fox. Let me stop this way first. So now escape.
Good Master Ford. Be contented. You wrong yourself too much.
True, Master Page. Up, gentlemen. You shall see sportin' on. Follow me, gentlemen.
By Jesu, this is very fantastical humors and jealousies.
By God, it is no fashion of France. It is no jealous in France.
Nay, follow him, gentlemen. See the issue of his search.
Is there not a double excellency in this?
I know not which pleases me better. That my husband is deceived or Sir John.
What a taking was he in when your husband asked who was in the basket.
I am half afraid he will have need of washing, so throwing him into the water will do him a benefit.
Hang him, dishonest rascal. I would all of the same strain were in the same distress.
I think my husband hath some special suspicion of Falstaff being here, for I never saw him so gross in his jealousy till now.
I will lay a plot to try that, and we will yet have more tricks with Falstaff. His dissolute disease will scarce obey this medicine.
Shall we send that foolish carrion mistress quickly to him, and excuse his throwing into the water, and give him another hope to betray him to another punishment?
We'll do it! Let him be sent for tomorrow, 8 o'clock, to have a man.
I can't find him! Maybe that I bragged of that he could not compass.
Heard you that?
Aye, peace. You use me well, Master Ford, do you?
Aye, do so.
Heaven make you better than your thoughts.
Amen!
You do yourself mighty wrong, Master Ford.
And I must bear it.
By Jesu, if there be anybody in the house, and in the chambers, and in the coffers, and in the presses, heaven forgive my sins at the day of judgment.
Oh, God, nor I do. There is nobody.
Fie, Master Ford. Are you not ashamed? What spirit, what devil suggests this imagination? I would not have your distemper in this kind for the wealth of Windsor Castle.
Oh, 'tis my fault, Master Page. I suffer for it.
You suffer for a bad conscience. Your wife is as honest a woman's as I will desire among 5,000, and 500, too.
By God, I see 'tis an honest woman.
Well, I promised you a dinner. Come walk in the park. I pray you pardon me. I will hereafter make known to you why I have done this. Come, my wife, come. Mistress Page, come. I pray you pardon me. Pray heartily pardon me.
Let's go in, gentlemen. But trust me, we'll mock him. I do invite you tomorrow morning to my house to breakfast. After, we'll go a-birding together. I have a fine hawk for the bush. Shall it be so?
Do anything.
If there is one, I shall make two in the company.
If there be a enter, I shall make a third.
Pray you go, Master Page.
I pray you now, Remembrance tomorrow on the lousy knave, mine host.
That is good. My God, we've done my heart.
A lousy knave to have his jibes and his mockeries.
I see I cannot get thy father's love. Therefore, no more turn me to him, sweet man.
Alas, how then?
Why, thou must be thyself. He doth object I am too great of birth, and that my state being galled with my expense, I seek to heal it only by his wealth. Besides these and other bars he lays before me, my riots past, my wild society, tells me 'tis a thing impossible that I should love thee but as a property.
Maybe he tells you true.
No! Heavens, so speed me in my time to come. Albeit, I confess, my father's wealth was the first motive that I wooed thee, Anne. But wooing thee, I found thee of more value than stamps and gold or sums in sealed bags. And 'tis the very riches of thyself that now I aim at.
Oh, gentle Master Fenton, yet seek my father's love, still seek it, sir. If opportunity and humblest suit cannot attain it, why then, hark you hither.
Break that talk, Mistress Quigley. My king shall speak for himself.
I'll make a shaft or bolt on't. Slid, 'tis but venturing.
Be not dismayed.
Oh, no, she'll not dismay me. Eh? I care not for that, but that I am afeard.
Harky, Anne, Master Slender would speak a word with you.
I come to him. Oh, Slender is my father's choice. Oh, what a world of vile, ill-favored false looks handsome in 300 pounds a year.
And how does good Master Fenton pray you a word with you?
She's coming to her cousin. Oh, boy, thou hadst a father.
I had a father, Mistress Anne. My uncle can tell you good jests of him. Pray you, uncle, tell Mistress Anne the jest, how my father stole 2 geese out of a pen, good uncle.
Mistress Anne, my cousin loves you.
That I do, as well as I love any woman in Gloucestershire.
He will maintain you like a gentlewoman.
Aye, that I will. Come cut in long tail under the degree of a squire.
And he will make you 150 pounds jointure.
Let him woo for himself.
Mary, I thank you for it. I thank you for that good comfort. She calls you, Carl.
Oh,
I will leave you.
Yes.
Fuck not this up.
Oh, yes.
Now, Master Slender.
Now, good Mistress Anne.
What is your will?
My will? Odds, heartlings. That's a pretty jest indeed. I ne'er made my will yet, I thank heaven. I am not such a sickly creature. I give heaven praise.
I mean, Master Slender, what would you with me?
Oh, truly. For mine own part, I would little or nothing with you. Your father and my uncle hath made motions. If it be my luck, so. If not, happy man be his dole. They can tell you how things go better than I can. You may ask your father. Here he comes.
Now, Master Slender. Love him, Daughter Anne. Why, now? What does Master Fenton hear? You wrong me, sir. Thus still to haunt my house? I told you, sir, my daughter is disposed of.
Nay, Master Page, be not impatient.
Good Master Fenton, come not to my child.
She is no match for you.
Sir, will you hear me?
No, good Master Fenton. Come, Master Shallow. Come, son Slender, in. Knowing my mind, you wrong me, Master Fenton.
Speak to Mistress Page.
Good Mistress Page, for that I love your daughter in such a righteous fashion as I do, perforce against all checks, rebukes, and manners, I must advance the colors of my love and not retire. Let me have your good will.
Good mother, do not marry me to Slender.
I mean it not. I seek you a better husband.
That's my master, Master Doctor.
Alas, I had rather be set quick in the earth and boiled to death with turnips.
Come, trouble not yourself. Good Master Fenton, I will not be your friend nor enemy. My daughter will I question how she loves you, and as I find her, so am I affected. Till then, farewell, sir. She must needs go in. Her father will be angry.
Farewell, gentle mistress. Farewell, man.
This is my doing now. Nay, said I, will you cast away your child on a fool and a physician? Look on Master Fenton. This is my doing.
I thank thee. And I pray thee once tonight, give my sweet Nan this ring. There's for thy pains.
Now heaven send thee good fortune. A kind heart he hath. A woman would run through fire and water for such a kind heart. But yet I would my master had Mistress Anne, or would Master Slender had her, or in sooth, I would Master Fenton had her. Oh, I will do what I can for all three of them, for so I've promised, and I'll be as good as my word. But speciously for Master Fenton. Well, I must be another errand to Sir John Falstaff for my two mistresses. What a beast I am to slack to it.
Gardolf, I say!
Yes, sir?
Go fetch me a quart of sack and put a toast in it. Have I lived to be carried in a basket like a barrow butcher's offal, and to be thrown in the Thames? Well, if I be served such another trick, I'll have my brains taken out and buttered, and give them to a dog for a New Year's gift. The rogue slighted me into the river with as little remorse as they would have drowned a blind bitch's puppies. 15 in the litter, and you may know by my size that I have a kind of alacrity in sinking. If the bottom were as deep as hell, I should drown. I had been drowned, but the shore was shelvy and shallow. A death that I abhor, for the water swells a man, and what a thing should I have been when I had been swelled. Oh, I should have been a mountain of a mummy.
Is Mistress Quickly, sir, to speak with you?
Oh, let me pour in some sack to the Thames water, for my belly's as cold as if I had swallowed snowballs for pills to cool the rains. Call her in.
Come in, woman.
By your leave, Sir John, I cry you mercy. Give your worship good morrow.
Take away these chalices. Go, brew me a pottle of sack, finely.
With eggs, sir?
Simple of itself. I'll no pullet sperm in my brewage. How now?
Mary, sir, I come to your worship from Mistress Ford.
Mistress Ford, I have had Ford enough. I was thrown into the ford. I have my belly full of ford.
Alas, the day. Oh, good heart, that was not her fault. She does so take on with her man. They mistook their erection.
So did I mind to build upon a foolish woman's promise.
Well, she laments, sir, for it, that it would yearn your heart to see it. Her husband goes this morning a-birding. Mm. She desires you once more to come to her between 8 and 9. Mm. I must carry her word quickly. She'll make you amends, I warrant you.
Well, I will visit her. Tell her so, and bid her think what a man is. Let her consider his frailty, and then judge of my merit.
I will tell her.
Do so. Between 9 and 10, sayest thou?
8 and 9, sir. Oh.
Well, be gone. I will not miss her.
Peace be with you, sir.
I marvel I hear not of Master Brooke. He sent me word to stay within. I like his money well. Oh, ha! Here he comes.
Bless you, sir.
Now, Master Brooke. You come to know what hath passed between me and Ford's wife?
That indeed, Sir John, is my business.
Master Brooke, I will not lie to you. I was at her house the hour she appointed me.
And sped you, sir?
Very ill-favoredly, sir.
How so, sir? Did she change her determination?
No, Master Brooke. But the Peking Cornato, her husband, Master Brooke, dwelling in a continual larum of jealousy, comes me in the instant of our encounter, after we had embraced, kissed, and protested, and, as it were, spoke the prologue of our comedy. And at his heels, a rabble of his companions, thither provoked and instigated by his distemper and forsooth, to search his house for his wife's love.
What, while you were there?
While I was there!
And did he search for you and could not find you?
You shall hear. As good luck would have it, comes in one Mistress Page. gives intelligence of Ford's approach, and in her invention and Ford's wife's distraction, they conveyed me into a buck basket.
A buck basket!
By the Lord, a buck basket! Rammed me in with foul shirts and smocks, socks, foul stockings, greasy napkins, that Master Brooke, there was the rankest compound of villainous smell that ever offended nostril.
And how long lay you there?
Oh, nay, you shall hear, Master Brooke, what I have suffered to bring this woman to evil for your good.
Oh, thank you.
Being thus crammed in the basket, a couple of Ford's knaves, his hinds, were called forth by their mistress to carry me in the name of foul clothes to Datchet Lane. They took me on their shoulders, met the jealous knave, their master, in the door, who asked them once or twice what they had in their basket. I quaked for fear, lest the lunatic knave would have searched it. But fate ordaining he should be a cuckold, held his hand. Well, on went he for a search, and away went I for foul clothes. But... mark the sequel, Master Brooke. I suffered the pangs of three several deaths. First, an intolerable fright to be detected with a jealous, rotten bellwether. Next, to be compassed like a good bilbo in the circumference of a peak, hilt to point, head to heel, heel to head, and then to be stopped in like a strong distillation with stinking clothes that fretted in their own grease. Think of that! A man of my kidney! Think of that! That I'm as subject to heat as butter! A man of continual dissolution and thaw. It was a miracle to escape suffocation. And in the height of this bath, when I was more than half stewed in grease, like a Dutch dish to be thrown into the Thames and cooled glowing hot in that surge, like a horseshoe. Think of that, hissing hot! Think of that, Master Brooke!
Oh, in good sadness, sir. I am sorry that for my sake that you have suffered all this. My suit then is desperate. You'll undertake her no more.
Master Brooke, I will be thrown into Etna as I have been into Thames, ere I will leave her thus. Her husband is this morning gone a birding.
Oh, really?
Really. I have received from her another embassy of meeting. 8 and 9 is the hour, Master Brooke.
Tis past 8 already, sir.
Huh? Is it? Well, I will then address me to my appointment. Come to me at your convenient leisure, and you shall know how I speed. Ah, and the conclusion shall be crowned with your enjoying her. Adieu! You shall have her, Master Brooke! Master Brooke, you shall cuckold Ford!
Is this a vision? Is this a dream? Do I sleep? Master Ford! Awake! Master Ford, there's a hole made in your best coat, Master Ford! Oh, this tis to be married. This tis to have linen and buck baskets. Well, I will proclaim myself what I am. I will now take the lecher. Oh, he is at my house. He cannot escape me. Tis impossible he should. He cannot creep into a halfpenny purse, nor into a pepper box. But lest the devil that guides him should aid him, I will search
possible places. Though what I am, I cannot avoid, yet to be what I would not shall not make me tame. If I have horns to make one mad, let the proverb go with me. I'll be horn mad!